Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, it's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming with you another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Now listen, on today I want to share with you this because I've been doing Truth Finders for a couple of years now, and I want to share this with you. God gave me Truth Finders to help the body of Christ learn of him through the Word of God. He said, you know, go just teach the Word of God. I need the women and men of God to know my Word so they may be victorious in Christ Jesus. And we've had a good following. But now my ask is that you start sharing with people who you know need it. You know, every show is not for every person, but it's a good resource for when you need it, when you know someone's struggling with the mind of Christ, when you know someone is struggling with their faith, when you know someone is struggling with their fears. I ask that you share this link with them, share the blog talks with them so they can go into the Word of God and they can be transformed and know where their answer lies, knowing that all their help is coming from the Lord. So fellow Truth Finders, I ask that you go in, not only listen for yourselves, but share. Share the show with other people. This is not to promote man. This is not the Protocol Pacific Ministry. It's promoting the Word of God. So I ask you to share this with your friends and family so they may have the victory in Christ Jesus the way we're getting the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen? So now I need you to go get your pen, your paper, and your Bible so we can get started into this Word. Amen? And while you're doing that, you know, this has been the season that we have been seeding into small businesses, growing small businesses, and today our featured business is Blue Essence, BLEU, which means beautiful, luxurious, elegant you. Amen. It's where you relax your mind, body, and spirit. Amen. And if you want to find more about Blue Essence, it's a body, they have lotions. I use items myself, lotions, body washes. They even have this tub soap, this oatmeal tub soap. They even have treatment for eczema, you know. You have children who have eczema. They have a great treatment that you can put on your skin to help heal. Amen. And so you can always go to Facebook. You can go to Facebook and find them at Blue Essence, BLEU Essence on Facebook. But you can also go to their Instagram page, which is b.l.e.u_essence on Instagram. And you can receive a 10% discount with the code thank you. Amen. So support our small businesses. As we've been seeding in the last season, now we're starting to reap the harvest and the small businesses and the ideas and the visions that God has given us. So by now, you probably have your pen and your paper, and let's get started off with a prayer. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness on today, Lord God. We know this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you for how you're moving and what you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you that you're pouring out your spirit on us, Lord God, on all flesh, Lord God, that our young men are, hallelujah, seeing visions, and our old men are dreaming dreams, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're building us up in our most holy faith through the Word of God, which is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword to the penetrating, even dividing the soul and spirit, joint and marrow, judging the attitudes and intents of the heart. So, Lord, we just bless you for your presence. We bless you for your word. We bless you because you and you alone are worthy to be praised. Lord, we ask you to come in and you have your way in this study on today, Lord God. Let us decrease and you increase, understanding it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So we ask you to move by your spirit like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow Truth Finders. Thank you for joining us here on Truth Finders on today. And as usual, we do a quick study. We do a quick synopsis of our last show, amen. On our last show, we talked about the mind of Christ. which is so important, amen. The mind of Christ determines your success in Christ Jesus. When you be transformed by the renewing of your mind according to the word of God, your mindset becomes like Christ's mindset. And that was the Father's intentions, for our mind to be transformed like Christ, for the word of God is actually transforming our minds that we may act Christ, we might be Christians, which means ones who wishes to be Christ-like. Amen. So I hope you go back. You can go back and listen to that teaching in your entirety, but I admonish you to go listen to it. Find out how to meditate. Here's the thing. The adversary, the Lord gave the adversary permission in Genesis 3:15, hallelujah, to shoot those fiery darts, to put those ideas in our minds. But he gave us the weapon, the word of God, to keep us and show us how to combat those evil thoughts that the adversary might sin, that we may be successful in Christ Jesus. Amen? So God bless you all. On today, we are picking up with return to me. Christ, the Holy Spirit, said to me, tell them to just return to me. And we're going to start at Revelations. Revelations chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things, says, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them, says they all are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne in haste and patience for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and with Nicolaitan, which I also hate. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord. He had let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And so this is awesome, because we know when we look at this in the book of Revelation, it's in red. So that means, according to my Bible, this is Jesus speaking. And so he said to the Ephesian church, you're doing the work, but you're not loving on me anymore. He said, return to me. Return to your first love. Return to the one who gave you salvation. Return to that place, that intimate place with me. Don't get so dutiful that you're doing the work. You're going out. You're saying the word of God. You're going, you hate evil. You're combating the things, the evil things that's coming against the body of Christ. He said, but slow down. The most important thing to me is my relationship with you. He said, you have to return to your first love. You have to get back to that place where everything you do, it is for God, not for man, not to be dutiful, but be in a place, hallelujah, where you are my people and I am your God, and you're just loving on me. Amen. The thing we have to think about when we are serving God, we're serving him in the spirit of love. We're serving him not because we're so good. It's because he's so good. And so when you get to a place and you find yourself going down the path of being dutiful, just going to church every week and just reading the Bible because they told you the Bible, but your heart is not in it, then you have to ask yourself, am I loving on God? Am I serving God? Or am I serving myself? Or am I serving people? Let's look at 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. Amen. 2 Chronicles. Let's get over there. This is a very, a scripture that is repeated often. I hear people pray this often. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 through 16 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thanks. Hallelujah. If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayers that is made. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And so I hear people pray this all the time. If my people are called by my name. But when you think about it, God's people, the Bible says in John, St. John chapter 1, those who are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. So when we're praying, if my people are called by my name, he's talking about us. He's talking about the body of Christ, those who accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. He's not talking to the world. I know a lot of times people preach, oh, if my people, if America would just turn, or if this country just turned. He said, but no, I'm talking to you as an individual. If you, the chosen one of God, you that I have called out of darkness into the light, if you would slow down, stop, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, pray and seek my face, the whole land will change. Everything around you will change, and everything you're praying about will change in your life. But you got to, hallelujah, get back to that place with God when you first believed, when you first felt God, when he first spoke to your heart. He said, I need you to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. We serve such an awesome God because he loves us so much. He sits in heaven in a throne, and he's still down here talking to us, asking, just return unto me. Let's look at Malachi 3 and 7. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 says this, even from the days of your father, ye are going away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherewith shall we return? And God is saying to them in Malachi, he said, look, I know things have happened. It kind of drifted. It kind of started to move you away from me. Little by little, see, the devil is seducing spirit. He has subtly started moving you inch by inch away. And you'll look up and you'll be so far from God, and you don't know how you got there. And God is saying, go back and check the relationship. If things are not going right, if things are seeming chaotic and confused and out of place, go back and check the relationship you have with me. He told us in, hallelujah, Psalms 91, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my God and my fortress, and him I will trust. And so when you find your place not in there, find yourself not in that place anymore, you have to go back and look at the relationship. The most important relationship in your life is your relationship with Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. That's the most important relationship. Let's look at Zechariah. And I'm building up the things of how much God loves you. He loves you so much to say, stop, hold up. Just hold up. He said, just stop, hold up. We have to look at some things. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3 says this, therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will turn to you, says the Lord of hosts. And so God is pleading with you. And in Isaiah, hallelujah, let's go over to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. And I'm building a case, fellow truth finders, how much God loves you to be able to come to you and say, look, things are, you know, I know you think you're in a good place with me, but, you know, he say, you know, because a lot of times we want to get religious and want to look at, well, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, and I don't want to do that. But God told us, Jesus told the man of God, he said, you have to just love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Everything within you, love the Lord thy God. That's the place that you have to be. Not what you're exactly what you're doing. It's your relationship with God. He told Isaiah, let us come. Let's reason together. Let me talk to you. Let me come with you. Let me come into a place where we're talking and we're communing with each other. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came that we may have a break down the middle wall of partition, that we may have a relationship with our Father, one-on-one relationship. We don't have to go talk to a man in a box. We don't have to go through the priest. We can come directly to the throne of grace and speak to our Father through Christ Jesus, and he will answer us and speak with us and sup with us and labor with us. And so the question becomes, what will cause you to turn from God. Because a lot of times we think, oh, it's just sin and I just want to do my way. But sometimes it's things that happen in your life that have caused you to back up from God unknowingly, knowingly and unknowingly, to a point where you look up, you're so far from God, you're not feeling his presence anymore. You're not hearing his voice anymore. And we're going to find those things, and we're going to eradicate those things on today, truth finders, that we don't find ourselves in those places anymore. Let's look at 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says this: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The first thing that was separated, caused us to turn from God, is loving the world. And a lot of times we don't realize that we're loving the world. We're seeing what they're doing. We're seeing what they have. We keep saying, why can't I? If they have a house, why can't I have a house? They have a nice car, why can't I have a car? And what happens is we start to seek things. We start to seek worldly things and not the face of God. It's God that gives you power to get wealth. If you get in God, hallelujah, if you trust him with your whole heart and not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him that he may direct your path, all those things you desire will come. And the thing what will happen is you will have those things, and those things won't have a hold of you. You won't be striving for things, but you'll be striving for your relationship with God. And so the first thing we said, the first thing that will turn you from God is loving the world, thinking, trying to do your, get your hustle on, trying to get out there and get everything you need to build your life. But you don't have to do that. God said, hallelujah, he told them, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. I'll worry about you. I'll take care of you. I'm your God. Hallelujah. Your trust should be in me, not in the world. Don't chase the world. Amen. The second thing that causes you to turn from God, Mark 4 and 19, Mark in the Gospels, amen, Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 19. Let's get over there, fellow truth finders. And I hope this is blessing you all, because we've all been in this place. Myself, I've been in this place where I was just seeking, and I thought if I just do this and I do that and do that, but God said, no, I'm your source. I'm the source of everything in your life. If you just trust me, all of those things will fall into place. So by now you should have Mark chapter 4, verse 19, and then we're looking at number 2. Amen. The first was loving the world that it caused you to turn from God. Number 2, Mark 4, 19 says this: and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. That's Jesus talking. So the second thing that it caused you to turn from God is the cares of the world. And you might say, is that the same thing as loving the world? It's not the same. We have people who chase carnal things, chase houses. But sometimes the cares of the world, you got to take care of your family. You got to take care of your home. You want to see your kids do better than you do. You want to be able to have all your bills paid and all your needs met. And that what happens is you start chasing and try to make provisions for yourself, instead of letting God make provisions for you, instead of trusting in the Lord and letting him direct your path in the way to take care of your family. God said in his word, I've never seen my righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And so you don't have to take provision for you. You don't have to chase. You don't have to give up on God to try to make a life for yourself. God came that you may have life and that more abundantly. But he said you have to trust in him with your whole heart, and you have to come into him and let him take over. I tell you, saints, if you die to yourself, you will have the most abundant life that you ever can ask or think. Like he said, eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, the things that enter into the heart of them that love the Lord. And so, number one, we said the thing that causes you to turn from God is loving the world. Number two, we said the cares of the world, amen, will try to keep you from coming to God, amen. Number three, Philippians 4 and 11. Let's get over there, fellow truth finders. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, 11. Amen. Saints, I got to get over there. I got to find it. Amen. Here we are. All right, let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And it says this: not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. The third thing that turns us and makes us back up from God is the trials and tribulations. A lot of times we go through some things and we don't understand, and we lean to our own understanding, and instead of seeking God more, we pull back from God. We say, Lord, why me? And you have to ask your question, not why not you? James say, don't think about trials and tribulations like this is something that fell out of something. When God is trying you, he's making you, that you may be established, lacking nothing. Trials and tribulations come to make you better, stronger, wiser in him. Say hallelujah. And then they become testimony. That's what he told them in Revelations. Hallelujah. He said, we overcome him being the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. I've heard saints say this over the years. How can you have a testimony if there's no test? Hallelujah. How can you tell somebody about the glory of God and how you got through it unless you go through it? Amen. And so this is the time when you get in a place where trials and tribulations are coming your way, when it doesn't look like it should be, when you're going through a divorce, when you lose your child, when your kids are not acting right. You have to come and say, okay, Lord, what are you teaching me in this? What are you making in me? Hallelujah. How are you trying to get me to that next step? He said we go from faith, from glory to glory. And so when you, hallelujah, in a place that you're going through some things, and in your mind and your heart, you're totally trusting in God, not only will he get you through it, it becomes a testimony that not just bless you, it's there to bless hundreds of people besides you. And so when you're going through trials and tribulations, you can't turn your back on God. You can't move back from God. You can't keep seeking God. You have to turn that thing around and start trying to seek him even the more. That's what Apostle Paul was saying. He said, one thing I've learned, y'all, whatever state I found myself, I learned to be content, whether my pocket's full of money or I don't have no money, whether I got money in the bank or my bank account is overdrawn. Knowing this, that God is still in control of my life, and he's never seen the righteous forsaken on his seed begging bread. So he said, you have to draw nigh unto God. Don't move back, saints. Come forward. Amen. And so he said, what would cause you to turn from God? We said, number one was loving the world. Number two, we said the cares of the world. Number three said the trials and tribulations. Let's look at number four. And this is something, hallelujah, that I've seen a lot of saints. 8:1, scripture I say it all the time. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who are walking not after the flesh but after the Spirit. The fourth thing that caused you to cross from God is condemnation. You made a mistake. But what would grace be if you didn't have that leverage to make a mistake? Christ works in conviction, not in condemnation. He said, yeah, you did wrong, but see, I shed my blood on the cross. I stretched out, and I died for you. That way you can come back to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Get back up and keep going. Here's the thing we have to understand. The Israelites were never able to keep the law. So if we couldn't keep the law. But Christ said, I'm going to come to fulfill the law. And the only way you're going to be able to get through this thing, if I give you grace to do it. If you could say, I stumbled, but I got back up. Lord, I messed up yesterday, but today is a new day. Repent and turn. We talked about that earlier. If my people humble ourselves, repent and turn from their wicked ways. A lot of times, you make mistakes. You're still human. You're still walking around in this fleshly body. But you're growing. Your spirit man is growing. You're becoming stronger in Christ Jesus. And you're not going to do everything. The only perfect man is Christ Jesus. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So you said something wrong, but there's no sin. Hallelujah. Christ said, there's no sin that I won't forgive you for except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And that's denying God's power. But you can go to God and say, I'm sorry, Lord. I know you told me not to do it, and I did it anyway. I'm sorry, Lord. I knew I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Lord. I backslid, and I went back into the Word. He said, but all you have to do is return unto me, saints. Come back to me. If the prodigal son can come back to me, surely you can. That's why I'm here. That's why I shed my blood, so you can get back up and keep coming. Return to me. He told us in the book, he said, I'm married to the backslider. Those of who turned away from me, I'm still with you. You left me. I didn't leave you. I seen you make that mistake. He knew Peter was going to deny him, but yet he still chose Peter to build his church. He said, on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. So, saints, understand, when you make a mistake, repent and get back up. Just keep going. Man has no heaven or hell to put you in. Your relationship with his God the Father. And if you repent and turn wholeheartedly, he is faithful to forgive you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you had forgiven you of your sins. Amen. And the fifth thing, hallelujah, that will cause you to turn from God. Let's look at 1 John. We're going back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The fifth thing that will cause you to move from God is pride, self-righteousness. This happens to a lot of saints, and I know I've been there too. When you get the word of God and you learn of God, then you become self-righteous. You look at people like the Pharisees. Well, I'm not doing that because I don't smoke. I don't drink. But sin is sin to God. Hallelujah. There's no little or big sin. Sin is sin. Self-righteousness is a sin in God. And a lot of times we get to a place we get self-righteous, which the spirit of self-deception comes in. And so now, like, let's look at Romans 12 and 3. You have to see this. It's not to condemn you, because we say God doesn't condemn us. Hallelujah. But it's to correct. He said, who the Lord loves, he corrects. That's what he said in his word in Proverbs. Amen. So Romans 12 and 3 says this. For I say, though the grace of given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's the fifth way that we turn our back on God, because we start thinking we know more than God. Amen. We can do this thing better. We know more than the people around us. And God say, no, when you have that spirit, when you have that type of mindset, what you're doing, you're backing away from God, because that's not how Jesus thought. That's not what he taught us. That's not the mind of Christ. We humble ourselves. We love on God's people. We go to him in love. We don't give him a word, hallelujah, out of what we know, out of what we think we know. He said, give him a word in love. Love covers a multitude of sins. And so sometimes we get to a place where we pray for and we think we know. I know what the Lord says. Only, hallelujah. Even Christ didn't know when he said he was returning. Only God knows. Only God knows. You know more than God. You don't know more than God. You don't know you don't know how he's going to respond. You don't know. So you have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and have a receptive heart, humility and supplication. Amen. Jesus died so you could come back to the Father. You can return at any time. Once you make your mind up, you can return to him at any time. That's what grace is about. Let's look at Romans 35 through 39. Let me give you this real quick. Amen, saints. 35 to 39 says this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are killed the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God bless you all, fellow saints. Go back and get those scriptures. Amen. Don't let nothing separate you from serving God. Return unto him at any time. That's what the grace of God was given for. So God bless you all, true saints, true finders. Amen. I hope you were blessed on today. I want you to have a good day, and remember, it's the truth that makes us free. God bless you all, and have an awesome day.